than how it's not linking to personality.
Pardon?
How it's not linking to personality.
How?
You being who you are, but then there's some sense of clinging.
Well, then as soon as you cling, then you'll suffer. So that there's an ease, you know, in the sense of as soon as you start forming an identity of I am, you know, say, I am equanimous, or I am, you know, compassionate, or I am angry and wrathful, or I am doubtful. You know, as soon as whatever you create as an I am position, there's inherent suffering in that. But it doesn't mean that people are, that there's no personality or it's like, you know, even in the Buddha's time, all these different great disciples of the Buddha had very different temperaments, Ananda was always considered, you know, kind and mindful. Sariputta was the guru, the wise, incisive, discerning. Mahamoggallana was the, you know, this incredible psychic powers and the same on the bhikkhuni, the nun side, and, you know, different, these great disciples had different characteristics. There's a great story toward the end of the Buddha's life. There was this bit of a conflict, and there's a one of the it was a bit of a conflict, a bit of a thing happening, and Ananda kind of complaining to the Buddha that, you know, Anuruddha, who was actually the foremost in the refined states of meditation and his ability to communicate with other worlds and other beings. And he's also the Buddha's cousin, Anuruddha was, and so was Ananda. But so he's this great, incredible meditator. And but then Ananda's complaining, you know, there's some of these monks and they're, you know, Anuruddha's around and he's not really training them properly, and they're getting into conflict. And the Buddha just sort of says, when did Anuruddha ever pay attention to, you know, to looking after people in that way? And he's just not, you know, sort of basically, he's just never been practical. You know, why do you expect him to be so now? So his personality wasn't great in leadership. He's an incredible meditator.